This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike North, NFL VP of Broadcasting here, and it's always game day in Buffalo. All right, you brought up Peacock. We know also this year they will be the home of the first ever game in Brazil. That game's going to be week one, Friday night. You have Thursday night kickoff, Friday night in Brazil. Big picture question on Brazil. You can kind of just tell us how it all came together, what it's all about. Why on Peacock, and how did you determine the teams playing in there? In fact, we had a question tweeted into us. I opened up some questions and told people, hey, if you want to ask Mike a question, we have a listener named Charlie who's in Brazil. He said, I'd like to know how you determine the international games, popularity for those teams. Why did you choose Eagles, Packers? And I'd like to know why on Peacock.
Yep. Let's go all the way back to the beginning. How did we end up in Brazil in the first place? Yep. You know, we've been playing in the UK since, I think, 2006, maybe something like that. So we've been over there pretty regularly. And it went from, I think, I don't want to say a burden, but I think the team saw it as a, you know, a challenge or maybe an inconvenience. But now they embrace it. We literally have teams raising their hands as soon as they see, you know, who's been designated as the home team. Oh, we play them at their place. Hey, we would love to go overseas. We had a great experience of when we went over there last time, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. We'd love to go over there again. So everybody gets it. Plus, you heard we're expanding our footprint international. Like, we might be up to 6, 7, 8 games internationally at some point. That's half the league playing international games. So everybody's going to kick in. Everybody's going to, you know, take their turn. And I think the more they can embrace it, the better. And the teams are starting to figure out which of these foreign countries and foreign markets are good for them to have some marketing rights. And you can put, you know, your logos in certain places, build a fan base over there. And then, like we saw with Kansas City last year, the market's so excited for your team to finally come over there. So all the teams are getting behind it. The owners all voted for the new resolution, which is going to allow us to source a lot more games. So now it becomes, hey, you got more games in your hand to deploy internationally. Where do you want to play them? And the question became, well, who has the infrastructure to support, you know, an NFL game? You're talking about a 60, 70,000 seat stadium with the wide enough footprint for our field, big enough locker rooms for our very large mammals who play this game. We've got to have, you know, practice facilities and hotels and an airport. And there's a growing list, but it's not an infinite list of places where we could play games. So everybody kind of reaches out to us, or we reach out to them. And, you know, this year it's Sao Paulo, Brazil. Next year it's Madrid, Spain. And coming down the road, you could see some pretty incredible stuff, whether it's Italy or France or, you know, Asia, UAE. There's a lot of really exciting, interesting options coming down the road. But Brazil was, you know, ready. I think that was the biggest thing. They were ready. They were eager. They believe they can, you know, put on a good game. We're playing in the Corinthians football stadium, so we needed to ensure that Corinthians was off that weekend. We needed to ensure that the Brazilian national soccer team, I don't remember if it's Gold Cup or World Cup, but they're actually playing that weekend too. But I think they're going to end up playing Thursday. So we can get in there, play in Brazil on Friday with kind of a clear picture for us. How do we pick the teams? Well, the conference that has the 9 home games is the conference from which we source the home teams for the international game. So it had to be an NFC team. So reached out to basically everybody and just started talking about, hey, you know, you got to go. You know, you want to go. Where do you want to go? Would you be interested? Would this be the year? And then you start looking at what the right matchups might be, which teams are most excited. What do we do for them in terms of where are they, like we said, preseason week 3, regular season week 2? Can we get you home after that long trip? Have you been before? What's your coach think about it? What's your owner think about it? And the Eagles really have been eager from day one. They've been really excited to do this. I can't vouch for, you know, the Eagles fan following in Brazil, but I know that the Eagles are one of our popular, you know, international teams these days. Obviously making a couple of deep playoff runs the last couple of years. So there's plenty of Eagles fans in Brazil. And then the question becomes, well, who's the opponent going to be? And Do you want to go really big, something like a Packers, a Steelers, you know, something like that? Could you go with something maybe not quite as, you know, jump off the page, A-plus level, and still check your boxes in terms of what you're trying to accomplish here? And what's the ripple effect on the rest of the NFL schedule? If this game is going to be played in week one, depending on which network it's going to be, you put a game like Packers-Eagles there, that's a pretty powerful asset that you now do not have to deploy for a Sunday night game or a Monday night game or later in the season. So had to feel pretty good that we could, you know, quote unquote, afford to put one of our really better games there. And then once we started kicking around Peacock as a broadcast home, this is Friday night of week one. So the game didn't belong to any of our existing packages. This is a new one. And so kind of talk to all the broadcast partners and, hey, would you be interested? And what do you think the, you know, opportunity is for you? And Peacock, kind of like they did last year with the playoff game, really stepped up, really thought they could bring an awful lot of marketing and promotional push behind it to what we were saying before. Who can get people to the television Friday night at 8 o'clock Eastern time? Well, NBC is going to have an awful lot of people watching the Olympics all summer long. They're going to have the kickoff game on Thursday night. And they were able to get 23, 24 million people to watch the playoff game on Peacock last year. They've proven they can deliver broadcast television level viewership for a good NFL game. They've earned this right to take a shot at a new window for us. And who knows, if it's successful, you might even see us in that window again next year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.